The power of a strong logo. It's essential that a physical and pleasing shopping experience starts with a good design. So take a good hard look at your overall jewelry space and remember that what you might think are small overlooked details play an important role in helping a customer understand who you are. Repetition of those details can enforce your store's positioning, help keep your store's foremost in your customer's mind. Take your logo, for example. The small feature includes the type font, the colors you choose, can also be one of the most powerful branding tools. It can set you apart from the competition. It can convey so much about your store. Keep customers thinking about you long after you leave the store. My name is Leslie McGuire, ASID, and my passion is to design new and remodeled jewelry stores from concept to completion. Here is my experience. Bachelor in Interior Design. For 35 years, I've worked in the design and spa, salon, and jewelry environments. I've been blessed to win over 25 national design awards, many in the jewelry industry. Logos grab attention. Attention spans are short these days, especially customers. As things stand, companies have about 5 seconds to convince potential customers that their products are worth any consideration. Your logo. A logo can quickly grab customers' attention and communicate your jewelry's company core values in an interesting way. That short attention span, you know, the one that causes customers to judge your business by its appearance, can work to your advantage if you have a solid logo to speak for your company. For example, think about some iconic jewelry brands and how their logo is designed, as well as how they used to communicate a message. Tiffany, for example, the classic font that its detailed edges, as well as the use of uppercase lettering, says strength in establishment. Things that are important to a person spending a good amount of money on something that will last forever and be a legacy. The color blue is more navy or royal hues, is often used by banks and financial institutes wishing to convey establishment. However, the now iconic Tiffany blue conveys a more relaxed and less stuffy establishment message. The continued use combined with other details from the Tiffany DNA have come to significantly and assure customers that what comes out of the Tiffany box will be joy. Further, the repetitive use of color can cause someone to think Tiffany even if physical printed Tiffany name is not present. That is the power of a well-chosen logo. Successful branding is about telling a story that will influence your customer's emotion, plain and simple. And while it's true that the logo design is only a part of the company's brand, it serves as a foundation for the entire narrative on which the brand is built. Colors, tones, text, all this is determined by the story you're telling, and your logo sets the stage for the story. The elements will later translate from your logo onto your branding materials. Letterheads, business cards, landing pages, you name it, creating a concrete, marketable brand identity. But no single logo design works for everybody, and your business is uniquely yours, and your logo should reflect that image. So there are a couple of things that are important to convey in your logo and that you need to look out for. Remember, these things all need to be conveyed with color, type, and graphics. First, make it your own. The proper logo should do the following. Reveal your identity, which says something about what you stand for. Invite new customers to get to know you and easily understand clearly draw the interest, design elements and colors to their attention. The logo you choose for your store, your packaging, your receipts, your bags, your advertising should promote interest and encourage people to at least look and hopefully purchase your products. By the way, the repetition across a variety of your in-store promotes the takeaway items, inspire, recall, so it makes sure you are thinking about how your logo will be used across a variety of elements. Distinguishes you from the competition. Second, think about the following. You want to ensure that whatever you choose is the correct scale for your logo. Have a graphic person do a variety of sizes and see how it looks on a rectangular background, a square background, and how it looks in combination with some of the other logos from your brands you carry in your store. You'll also need to think about the color of the background that your logo might appear on. Have a graphics person place it on a white page, black page, or a few different colors so that you can review the ideal look that you have in your mind. Logos aren't memorable. Your logo leads the horse to water. Logos are a point of identification. They are symbols that the customers use to recognize your brand. Ideally, you want people to instantly connect the sight of your logo with the memory of what your store and company does. And more importantly, how it makes them feel about your jewelry. Because a good logo is visual, aesthetically pleasing element, it triggers positive recall about the brand that the name of your company alone might not. And if we're all being honest, some of the audience will likely forget the name of your business, but they'll immediately associate your logo with the memory of your brand. Some additional elements to think about are, perhaps don't use your entire store name all the time, or perhaps create one iconic element under which you can include, when needed, the set of the entire name. Keep it ideal and classic and timeless. Use your initials or a picture symbol as the focus of your logo can help create a sleek, more compact, iconic style while still giving you the option for putting your name underneath it when needed. It is a popular technique these days in design world that a style that is used by many companies such as TB Bank, American Airlines, television networks. This works especially well if your name is long. Even if your name isn't extremely long, the creation of the iconic initial logo can be quite effective. For example, for Williams Jewelry Store in Inglewood, Colorado, we pulled the W as the iconic logo that is placed instead of the full name in a smaller type running through the entire store. This gives them the option to use both. For example, the W can be placed perfectly on the outside of the boxes with full name printed on the outside. The W alone can also work as a branding element and in-case signage or on the wall behind the showcases. Logos make a strong first impression. You have one chance to get it right. The logo is a jewelry store's first introduction to customers. If designed well, it can pique the interest of the public and invite them to learn more about your company. If not, you're just alienating a potential customer base and basically tanked your business. This first impression is your way to immediately communicate ownership over the products of the jewelry you sell or niche you dominate. Your logo introduces your company as an authority in your professional space from the get-go. When it comes to using your logo, remember that you constantly want to reinforce your brand everywhere possible and ensure the customers remembers your store. Therefore, use your logo should be thought about where the customer is standing inside your store, outside your door, or even their own living room. Your logo is their constant touch point and reminder of what you stand for, the experiences they had with your business, and in the case of jewelry, the joy you have brought to their lives with your beautiful quality products. Outside your store logo, you should appear on all things that will help remind them of you. Your invoices, your bags, your boxes, packaging, business cards, brochures, etc. Anything that the customer will receive at home or take home, your logo should be prominent. Your logo should always be prominent in any advertising that you do. It should appear on catalogs if you do them. If your store is engaged in public relation programs, your logo should appear on each press release. Imagine that you supply for all those releases should be photographed with your store logo or your store signature in the background. Obviously, your website is an extension of your store. Your logo should appear not only on the landing page, but on each of this website pages. If possible, all product images should have your logo visible as a backdrop. Within the design of your store, your logo can also be a powerful element. Something clear, easy to read, and perfectly placed is not only the perfect reminder that the customer will have, but it can also help define the space, especially if spotlighted or well lit. One trick that I suggest is to place an LED lighting behind the logo so that it glows and stands out in the space. The LED lights also give the logo a very high-end appearance. Trending logos in a similar manner as a part of your store design and using them to create eye interest can help bring people through the door. Additionally, they can give off subtle messages of elegance and exclusiveness. I usually advise store owners to use their logos in a more prominent manner in areas of the store that are highly trafficked or have higher profitability or sales. For example, if you are selling many design pieces in your store, your logo should be used there in a more prominent way, making that area stand out and pop. This should be thought of early in the store design process so the floor plans and lighting can help you with what you would need to emphasize that area. Logos foster brand loyalty. Say it with me. Customers crave consistency. As your brand grows, your logo is going to become more familiar to a wide range of customer. And this familiarity creates a very trustworthy feeling. Once they like you, your customers are going to seek you out again and again. Your logo is the thing they'll look for first. Your logo is something that should stand the test of time and not something that is changed easy or often. However, there may come a time that your store has evolved and that you need your logo to convey a new message. For example, the Swarovski swan has been the iconic part of the brand logo since 1988. The swan is a symbol with elegance and grace. It became the Swarovski symbol to indicate the heritage of high quality. However, as the company evolved, changed its focus and its product offering, so did the logo and the swan. In 2016, the swan image evolved to a smooth gradient in the body of the swan instead of a more radiant placement of before. Additionally, the font evolved to a leaner and cleaner look that now often is without an iconic swan image. Logos separate you from your competition. Dare to be different with your logo, because your company logo tells customers why your business is unique. Sure, maybe there's 3 to 5 other jewelry stores around the city, but yours is the only one that's committed to sustainability, and your logo drives the message home. A well-designed company logo can communicate everything from the company's background to their mission through the right icon or proper font. In other words, your logo is the forum to both convey your values and show customers why you're not like the competitors. Your jewelry store is better. When it comes to time to imagine your logo, think about your store, your brand, and what it means to you and what you want to say when customers see it. Where has it come from and where is it going to evolve to? Remember to apply the same rules I mentioned before in the terms of design and color. Remember to think about the message and how it varies fonts, styles that you can portray. Remember to think about what colors you choose for the customer. While black and white or gold and silver logos are classic and stylish, they may not translate well into a variety of elements and may be hard to exactly reproduce the exact feeling that you want to portray. Full color logos can feature a mix of colors and portray boldness, fashionability, or structure and establishment. I always suggest no more than 3 colors be used in a coordinate color palette that can be used to create the mood and feel across all elements of your showroom. One color should always be the most dominant or prominent color. For example, the Rolex that they use, the green, keeps them bright, distinct, memorable, while the typeface is very simple and straightforward. Remember that your logo should be placed onto a variety of elements such as your packaging, website, point of sales, and so forth. View each of your new logo tenders in a variety of contexts to make sure it translates into each place comfortably. Finally, remember that all of the messages that you share with a customer, all the colors, all the fonts, go towards creating your total experience. That experience on those prompts need to be carried out across everything you do and use throughout your store decor. The physical shopping experience starts with a good design. However, the emotional shopping experience starts well before that, for the first time they see your logo. Make sure your logo expresses the elements of your brand and that your inviting store design will turn a mere passerby into a shopper. What is a logo and why is it important for your brand? Have you ever noticed that you are exposed to thousands of logos daily? Think about it. When you're strolling through your Instagram feed or just grabbing a few items, you are constantly making connection with brands, oftentimes without even realizing it. While it may seem important, these small but mighty symbols are part of our daily lives and are very part of the branding efforts in a logo. When done right, a logo serves as the face of your business and helps your audience recognize who you are and what you stand for. Here we will explore a depth on what a logo is and the importance of logos that represent your brand personality. In the simplest terms, a logo is a symbol comprised of words, images, colors that is used to identify a brand or a product. Specific logos come in all different shapes and sizes that run in the gamut from simple text logo types to abstract logos. In conclusion, Paul Rann, the father of graphic design, once said, "A logo doesn't sell directly, it identifies." Remember that your logo is like the soul of your company, and as it should be, consistent recognizable, and evoke a positive or meaningful feeling. A good logo infuses the spirit of your brand throughout all visual elements and marketing channels. While a logo's main function is to help identify, it does much more. Let's take a closer look at what logos can do for your business and your personal brand. Thank you.